If you've got a third...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
There are thousands of satellites flying around Earth. Some are needed to provide communication and GPS. Others monitor the weather and climate changes. In 2009, one of these satellites was circling our planet in scanning the waves reflected from the Earth's surface. The satellite was looking for changes in the emission of carbon dioxide coming from the planet, but it found something else. Something that completely changed the principle of studying the Earth's ecosystem. The source of the wave was utterly unknown. Scientists wanted to know the nature of these waves, so they tuned the satellite's instruments to the desired frequency and looked at the Earth. At that moment, they saw an unknown red glow surrounding our entire planet. In some places, the glow was weak, and while in others, it shone brightly. At first, everyone assumed that it was sunlight reflected from the Earth and produced unknown red particles. However, the analysis showed the glow's source was on our planet, and it never came from the sun's atmosphere. The glow may be the result of humanity, city lights, exhaust fumes, or something else. But again, scientists made a mistake. The brightest red light was radiated from places without humans. There were no traces of modern civilization. It turned out those places were swarming with plants. The brightest waves come from the Amazon jungle, croplands of the Midwestern US, northern evergreen forests, and other green areas. To understand the cause of the planetary red shining, scientists began to restudy plants. Every living tree, leaf, or blade of grass absorbs carbon dioxide and produces oxygen necessary for life. Plants manage to do it thanks to their ability to absorb sunlight. This process is called photosynthesis. New research showed that every plant emits a red glow during photosynthesis. It happens because they don't absorb all the incoming sunlight. They give part of it back in the form of a red glow. And this part is only 1% from all the receiving sunlight. This small amount of red light is impossible to see with the naked eye. But if you look at millions of plants from afar, the wave can be noticed. But still, with the help of special devices, this new photosynthesis process is called chlorophyll fluorescence. This is a hugely important discovery that allows people to monitor the state of nature. Previously, changing the color of trees helped us understand that something was wrong with the forests. For example, if a tree turns yellow, then it's probably not healthy, and we could observe the plant's state through satellites. But there are many exceptions to this method. In autumn, in many regions, almost all trees turn yellow and shed their leaves.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But in any case, this monitoring system is not very effective. If we see an unhealthy tree because of its yellow leaves, then it's already too late to cure it. Any change in the red glow allows determining problems with the vegetation before the leaf color changes. And this helps to do something just in time. With the help of satellites, people can now see the problem areas of the planet. Also, the glow helps understand how much carbon dioxide and oxygen trees emit. We can learn about the plant's problem even before it occurs. The glow also comes from seaweed and phytoplankton. More than 50% of the oxygen in the atmosphere comes from oceans. Theoretically, it's possible to scan other planets in search of the red glow to understand which of them has a habitable atmosphere. The red glow doesn't only come from our planet. In the depths of outer space, through a telescope, you can see the Horsehead Nebula, one of the most beautiful places in the universe. It's located in the constellation Orion. People called it so because of the similarity with the thrown back head of a horse. This nebula was first discovered in 1888. This huge area of space is illuminated with a rich red color. This beautiful shining is possible because there are many super powerful blue stars inside the nebula. Their energy is absorbed by one of the most common substances in the universe, hydrogen. Hydrogen atoms receive such a strong charge from super powerful stars that they emit red light when they collide with electrons. Just imagine if a super powerful star was burning near our solar system, or if our planet was located in the Horsehead Nebula. Perhaps we wouldn't notice the red glow, so we would live inside this glow. We can observe beautiful multicolored nebulae only from the side, being thousands of light years away from it. Let's go back to our planet. By the way, there's another amazing glow surrounding Earth. It seems to be pulsating, shimmering with different colors, constantly changing its shape. If you look at our planet through special equipment, you will see that it's located inside this pulsating, uneven bubble. The bubble layer is quite thick. It covers the planet at an altitude of 50 to 400 miles above the surface. Even the International Space Station flies inside this glow. Almost all the satellites surrounding the Earth are in the zone too. It's called the ionosphere. It ensures the operation of communication and navigation systems. It helps radio signals and GPS to get to our mobile phones. The ionosphere is a layer of charged particles that separates the upper layers of the atmosphere from pure space. In simple words, this is a sort of an edge of our planet, the boundary between the place where we can breathe and the complete vacuum.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Sunlight takes one or two electrons from the gases around the Earth, so these gases become charged particles. A huge accumulation of these floating particles creates the ionosphere. It's constantly changing its shape and size as the planet is rotating around its axis and sunlight's falling unevenly. During the day, the ionosphere is always larger than during the night. Because of this, it looks pulsating and moving in different directions. This instability shortens the life of orbiting satellites and often puts them out of action. But it also helps to provide communication. Radio signals and GPS pass through it and reflect from charged particles and fly to our phones and navigation devices. Earth is not only glowing but also pulsating. An unknown pulse is coming from the surface or the depths of the planet. The pulsation repeats every 26 seconds and never stops. At some point, it's similar to a human heart. It's working almost in the center of the chest. Earth's pulse comes from the planet's center, the equator. But the exact location of the source is unknown. In the 1960s, the pulse called microseism was discovered by seismologists in the US. More than 50 years have passed, and scientists around the world still don't know the nature of this phenomenon. It seems as if our planet has a heart hidden inside the crust. According to research, this heart may be located in the southern or equatorial part of the Atlantic Ocean in the Gulf of Guinea called the Bight of Bonny. Every winter, the pulse increases, but then its strength weakens again. Scientists began to explore this place and put forward the theory that the ocean creates the pulse. Waves cross the surface and hit the continental shelf of the planet. This impact deforms the ocean floor. A strike to any flat surface works on the same principle. Hit any plate with a hammer, and you will feel a vibration through the object. The same beats are created by waves hitting the coastline. There are waves all over the world, not only at the equator. So why does microseism occur at the equator? Because in this place, the sun heats our planet the most. Solar energy increases storms and winds, accelerates ocean currents. Also, in 1980, geologists found out that microseism pulsates powerfully during storms when the waves hit the shore stronger. Not all scientists agree with this theory. Some researchers believe the planet is pulsating because of the seismic volcanic activity. And there's one that's located on one of the islands in the Bight of Bonny. The place of pulse origin is close to this volcano. But further observations have shown that microseism can be found in all places of the Gulf of Guinea. Scientists still can't prove any of the hypotheses.